I cannot say when or where I begin or end, nor can I say where the salmon begin or end. They are part of me, they are my children. Look upon the surface of the salmon's skin, and you will see how it sparkles and shines like the surface of water, reflecting the light of the day and the light of the night. My children lay their eggs in the tiny pebbles on the riverbed. This is the final act of parents who have survived the rigors of life in the ocean. They make their way back to the same river in which they were born. My salmon children swim past human fishermen, bears and eagles and seals and sea lions to go up, up, up into the shady part of the river, into the forest where it is safe underneath the branches. With only love in their hearts, they use all their strength to go a very long way against the current. Every salmon mother and every salmon father searches for the spot that is just right. The parents dance together for the first time and the last time, and with only love in their hearts, they lay their eggs amongst the pebbles, on the bottom of the river, under the branches, where they will be safe. Well now, this is when the parents become very, very weak. I hold them and whisper a promise to them. I promise to keep their children safe. This is the same promise I made to their parents and their parents before them. The salmon made a promise to me and to the forest too. If we protect their eggs, their children, then the salmon in return will share their strength and give their bodies to feed the forest. The trees become strong by feasting on the salmon's gifts. The trees talk to each other. It sounds like singing, and they agree to reach up to the sky. They sing to the sky, asking for rain. They use their strength to create clouds and then pull down the rain. The rain, which is also me, pours into my body, making me stronger. I wash away all the dead salmon bodies. They feed the dead salmon bodies to those that crawl on the bottom of the ocean. My eggs need water that is fresh in order to grow and to be healthy, and so it goes every year without end. There was a time humans did not know how to respect the salmon. Many generations ago, the five chiefs of all the salmon took a prince, the son of a human chief. They took him to their villages under the sea. They showed him what bad things happen when thoughtless people do not respect the salmon. The salmon people taught him their ceremonies. They taught the boy that the salmon give themselves to people and hungry animals who are preparing for winter. They taught him that by honoring them, the salmon would return again and again. They would share the strength that they had gathered from the ocean. They would come back year after year and feed his children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren. The salmon would come back again and again to feed the animals, the birds and the forest, everything that fragile humans need to live. The boy stayed in the world for several years to learn all their ways. He came back to his village as a young man. The prince told his people where he had been and the promise he made to the five chiefs of the salmon, that they will always remember how to respect the five tribes under the ocean, the salmon people. The prince told his people never to forget this, that humans cannot live without the salmon, so they must do all of these things with love and respect in their hearts. For a long time, humans followed these laws and carried out ceremonies every year to remember what the prince had told them. And for a long time, many children came back to the rivers again and again. For a long time, we are all of one heart. But today, humanity has forgotten the promise it has made to the salmon. Humanity has forgotten what the prince told his people. Humans are no longer learning from the salmon or from the forest, or from the birds and animals who are wise, or from me. They learn only from one another, children learning only from other children. They take too much, far more than they need. Therefore, my children return fewer and fewer. So the forest has less to feast upon. The humans cut down entire forests, far more than they need, so there are less trees to pull down the rain. And so all the rivers are not as full. and therefore I am not strong enough to protect all the salmon eggs. I have gotten so weak and thin that sometimes I cannot even reach the sea, and the salmon cannot reach me. That which gave life to me was broken. Long ago, everything everywhere was bountiful. Now we are all hungry, thirsty, sick, and suffering. This is insanity. The people are thoughtless. You have forgotten that you are my children, just like the salmon who are your brothers and sisters. You are as precious to me as the rain. I was there with you inside your mother's womb. I am the river and the lake. I am the snow and ice and clouds and fog and dew and frost. I am the high tide and the low tide. I am the waves on the ocean. I am also the sap inside the trees. And I am the blood inside of you. And you are just like me. You are your ancestors and your great-grandchildren who have yet to be born. The same blood that is in you is in all human beings, and in all animals, all fish, and all birds. I am part of everything that grows from the ground, so you are everything that I am. You and I, we are the same. And I am you, and we all flow together. Can you keep humanity's promise to take care of the rivers, the forest, the salmon, and each other? When you look at your own reflection in the water, will you see me looking back at you through your eyes? Will you let your heart shine and sparkle like a multitude of salmon under the waves of the ocean? Will you tell your children and grandchildren to do everything with only love and respect? Will you remember to take only what you need and to share the power that you have borrowed from us? Will you always remember we are all of one heart?